Hey, it's Emily. I'm so excited to share with you that it's time for our next quarterly masterclass. Grab the Habit Hacking Masterclass Functional Fitness Edition for free at habithackingmasterclass.com, but only May 6th through the 19th. So let's face it, as busy modern moms, there has been so much confusion and overwhelm when it comes to exercise. Habit hacking your movement to support your body and your mind for life is how exercise can be sustainable and allow you to train for life. After this audio masterclass, you'll learn how to create habits to get more simple movement in your busy day, learn how movement can support your hormones, regulate your nervous system, address nagging pain solutions, and incorporate exercise that will make you feel strong from the inside out, all from the best of the best movement experts. I've brought together some amazing ladies to help serve you and help you train for life. Again, it's completely free, but only between May 6th and the 19th. So grab it at habithackingmasterclass.com and let's start training for life. Let's get to the show. Hey friend, welcome to Self Transformed, a podcast dedicated to transforming your health in less time and guilt-free through the power of habit hacking. I'm your host, Emily Nichols, behavior change specialist, fitness and Whole30 coach, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I know the struggle is real when it comes to taking care of you. I too am a working mom who felt physically and emotionally drained, but lacked the time and confidence to actually make myself a priority. Creating habit strategies around my health was the key to help me finally create a consistent, healthy lifestyle that doesn't feel hard. I'm now on a mission to equip you with those same sustainable habit hacks to help transform your life from the inside out, guilt-free. Together, we will simplify your health into daily habits that don't feel like another thing on your long to-do list, but rather consistent actions that add up to a massive transformation that will stick through all seasons of your life. So if you're ready to habit hack your health and create your own self-transformation, then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome to Habit Hack Thursday. Today is a special day. It is my kiddo's first day of school. I know it's super early for a lot of folks, maybe not for you. If you live here in Indiana, a lot of us do that balanced calendar here. I'm so excited to be back kind of on a normal routine, right? We've established some new habits over the summer and some new routines. Now it's time to shift into some new routines. And I have a system I teach in Self Transform You. That is my signature 4-week program. You can buy it as the course on your own at any time and go through that system. Or you can do the next level version of STU and have some one-on-one coaching with me where I will customize it even more for you. But pretty much what we do in Self Transform You is week by week, we build a customized health plan for you. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes by the first day of school, I almost have a big sigh of because as a mom, I know I do so many things for my kids to help them get ready for school. There's back to teacher night. There's book rental fee. My oldest is a freshman now, so we had to make sure his schedule was in line. Take him for a building tour. We had to do a parent meeting. We had to get all the new clothes and shoes and all the things. And I want to help you fill your cup back up, because if you're like me, maybe you're feeling a little drained and you don't have that patience for your family, loved ones, or coworkers that you want to have. And taking care of yourself feels really impossible right now, but I can tell you, Fran, it is not impossible. And Self Transform You helps you do that because it's the power of habit strategy. So you get the Habits That Stick starter kit with either version of STU. It's my mini course that helps you just learn my simple 3-step habit method. And then week by week, we build a health plan. So the first week, we overcome your mindset and just learn basic habit strategy and also get some small wins ASAP to help you start building that confidence. Then we talk about my food freedom method. We talk about movement, joyful movement, and doing hard things. I provide some workouts for you there as well. And then the last week we talk about what to do when you lose motivation or, because you will, or when you come into a new season of life. So like right now, I'm going into a new season of life as my kids are starting school again. I'll reevaluate my habits, go through the methods that I teach on my own as well through STU. And that's the beauty of STU is you get lifetime access to that and you're able to go through it over and over again through this system seamlessly until these habits are unconscious behaviors where you're able to just seamlessly transition from season to season and not feel like you just get totally behind and you're always starting and stopping, or you're just not doing anything to take care of yourself. Because trust me, friend, I have been there. So go to selftransformyou.com to get STU now, or sign up to do STU Next Level, where we'll do some one-on-one accountability coaching as well. You'll get 4 habit hacking calls with me, weekly texting, a lot of Voxer access as well. That next session begins on August 29th. I only take 5 girls in STU Next Level each round because y'all, hashtag self-care for myself. I got to be able to make sure I'm showing up for my loved ones and be able to record these podcasts for you every week. So make sure to reserve your spot now. It's never too early, but it could be too late if you don't reserve it now. Also, doors are closing this Sunday, 7/31, the last day of July, for the Habit Hacking Society. This is my new membership program. I just launched it earlier this summer, and I'm just so excited. It's one of my favorite things in the world other than STU and this podcast. Well, I feel like everything I do is great because I'm living out my passion and helping other working moms just habit hack their health and feel their best. But with the Habit Hacking Society, it is the best membership program to help you create consistent, healthy habits and do it in a community. Do it in an affordable way. We have monthly or annual plans. The annual plan, you already get 1 month free with that. In order to help you stay accountable, help you stay consistent, learn to give yourself grace, see that you're not the only one feeling this way, okay? So I won't get into all the details of everything that's offered. You can go to bit.ly/habithackingsociety, use the code 1MONTHFREE, the word 1 spelled out, month free. I'll link it in the show notes for you as well. And you get your first month free. That's for the monthly or annual. I would personally do the annual because you already get 1 month free. So you'll get 2 months free with this. Super duper awesome. The doors are closing 7/31. Their monthly private podcast actually drops on August 1st. And that Monday, August 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern, we'll be doing our monthly habit hacking planning party together where we go through what the month's theme is. We reflect on the past month. We have a workbook that we work through together. It's super fun. And I don't want you to miss out on that because I will not open the doors again till 2023. And I will raise the price from there. Just being transparent with you. Okay. So I'm only going to open doors 3 times a year. This is it for 2022. So go to the link in the show notes. Use the code 1MONTHFREE to get 1 month free. So today's Habit Hack Thursday. I'm kind of just going back to the basics. We're talking about habit stacking 101. And I've talked about habit stacking a lot on the show. I've talked on previous episodes about the difference between habit stacking and multitasking. I've talked about habit stacking a ton in my programs. It's one of the keystone habits we learn to build and the strategies we learn to make habits seamlessly flow throughout our day. But if you're like, okay, maybe you haven't heard of habit stacking, that's okay. I want you to think of it this way. This is a really easy way that I think of habit stacking. So think of when you get ready in the morning, like a typical day, like you're getting the kids up for school, you're getting yourself ready for work or whatever you're doing throughout the day or you're going to do for the day. What is the order of things that you get ready? So like for me, I always get up, I pee, like most people. And then I go and make the coffee. I drink my water. I let my dogs out. If I'm going to go coach, I go coach, or I go and ride my Peloton, or I go for a walk, or I sleep in a little bit longer and then get my kids up and do a different routine that day. But even when I get ready, like the way I take a shower, I do it in a certain order. And then the way I, you know, are you, I want to know, do you do your hair first or do you do your makeup first? I always do my makeup first, then my hair. That's always been my order. And it fascinates me when people do it in opposite order. But that's the way I stack these habits into my routine every morning. I don't even have to think about it, right? After I brush my teeth, right after that, I will start putting my face stuff on, like lotion, and then I start putting on my makeup. without fail, this is what I always do. And once I get in the shower, when I get in the shower, I always turn on a podcast or music to listen to. These are habits I don't even have to think about, right? If you're thinking about the routine you do in the morning when you're getting ready, you don't think about it, right? These are just habits that are stacked on top of one another, like when I do this, after this, I will do this, and after this, I will do this. You're not thinking about that or saying that out loud. But when we're creating new habits, sometimes you have to be a lot more intentional and actually say that out loud. So it can be as simple as saying, after this, I will blank. Okay. So one of my favorite books, I recommend it to everybody. And actually in the Habit Hacking Society, we do a giveaway every month for either a free habit hacking call with me, or I send one of the girls one of my favorite personal development books. My ultimate favorite is Atomic Habits by James Clear. And he breaks down a few simple tips when it comes to habit stacking that I want you to keep in the forefront of your mind when you're thinking about habit stacking. So start with only 1 to 2 habits at a time. So if you've probably heard this plenty of times, if you are like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to stack it on top of an already existing habit, and I'm going to stack it on this and stack it on that, you're probably not going to stay consistent with it because that's too much, right? As we talk about on here on the show all the time, we have so many tabs open in our head, right? So it's hard to open up more and more and more tabs. So it could be as simple as, I'm going to start drinking more water. So every day I'm going to drink more water. Or after I, you know, get off a call, if you have a standing call every day, you're going to go guzzle 12 ounces of water. Okay, so start with only 1 to 2 habits at a time. The second one is think of something that doesn't take a lot of time. You're getting those early wins, kind of like we were talking about that we do in STU. We do some early wins right away, some really simple things that don't take a lot of brain power, right? Because when we're starting a new habit, that takes brain power. It's not those unconscious behaviors that we already have, like when we're getting ready in the morning. So something that takes 2 to 3 minutes, like drinking that glass of water at certain points of your day, stacking on top of habits that already exist in your day. And lastly, it seems tedious at first. It really seems tedious at first, but it really becomes unconscious behavior over time. You know, you're stacking this new habit onto something you already do, and over time, it's going to feel easy. You're not even going to have to think about it. Okay, so within STU and the Habit Set Stick Starter Kit that I do with my clients, I teach a 3-step process to help you habit stack and to do it in a really methodical way, in a really less overwhelming way too. We talk about real life, like how can you actually do this in your life? And we're going in maybe into a new season of life where you need to evaluate your habits and do a new habit stack. So every month in the Habit Hacking Society, we do a monthly theme. So with August, with kids going back to school, I know for me and a lot of my clients that I've talked to, August is usually a busy month for me with new clients coming in, because a lot of times they're like, okay, kids are back to school, I am going to start getting back into my normal workout routine. So August, the theme is back to school and back on track with your health. And the challenge is simple movement habit stacking. So we talk about something called P-squats. If you know, you know, I've talked about this on the show lots of times. It's a fun example of how to stack some movement within your day. And it's that simple process where I teach a 3-step process to do it, but also it's just something really simple that builds up a lot of confidence over time and some wins, and then you can start stacking on more habits. So here's your big habit hack for the day. You know, I always kind of like to lead into it with a few tips to kind of get your mind primed for this. I heard someone else talking about habit stacking the other day, and I can't remember where I heard it. I don't know if it was on like an Instagram reel or someone else's podcast, because I'm always digging into personal development. I'm so sorry if someone else said this and I can't quote you on it, but we want to track and stack. Okay, your habit hack today is track and stack. So kind of what I do throughout all my programs is we evaluate data about ourselves. We evaluate our current habits to see where our time is going. So you can do something like a habit inventory where you track your time. And I have a free habit inventory download for you. You can get that in the show notes or go to bit.ly/habit inventory. It lets you evaluate where your time is going throughout the day, because we always say, I don't have enough time. But when you see it black and white on a piece of paper, like, oh man, I'm wasting a lot of time doing this or doing that, I could be having more efficient time for myself to take care of myself, thus showing up as the better version of myself. It really, you know, in all honesty, bluntly kind of slaps you in the face, like, oh, I'm spending way too much time scrolling social media or playing with my dog, which, you know, guilty of both. So you want to track After this, you'll create that statement we talked about. So you'll stack a new habit onto an already existing habit, something really small that only takes a couple of minutes. And you can just even write it out as you think about that new habit you want to stack and say, after this, I will blank. Write it down on a post-it. Have it on your mirror, have it on your laptop, have it in your car, wherever you're going to see it every day, and keep showing up. You know, it takes 21 days to form a habit, but it takes 90 days to form a lifestyle. If you're like, geez, it's going to take me 90 days to be able to drink all the water I want in a day, it might, and that's okay. That seems like a long time, but time is irrelevant sometimes because it goes by so quick. I was just having this discussion with my freshman son about this, how time goes by so quickly. And a lot of times we think something's going to take a long time. And then a lot of times we're at that point where we're like, man, 90 days have gone by and I wish I really would have started doing this 90 days ago because I would have already been three steps ahead from where I am now. So I hope today's habit hack is super useful for you. Today's habit hack is to track and stack. I love rhyming words. I love it so much. So gang, if you want to join me in STU, make sure to grab your spot now. If you want to do STU Next Level, that begins 8/29 and the end of this month on this Sunday, the 31st. Doors closed for the Habit Hacking Society for 2022. Use the code 1MONTHFREE to get your first month free. Like I said, that applies towards monthly or annual. Annual, you already get 1 month free, so now you'll get 2 months free. All right, gang, I'm sending you a big virtual hug. I can't wait to hear about all of your habit hacking success. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you want some free motivation texted to you every week from me to help you habit hack your health, send me your favorite emoji to 773-904-2157 and sign up for my weekly pump up text. I can't wait to catch up with you there. Hey, and if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can also find the show. Then you can even email me a screenshot of your review and I'll send you either a Starbucks gift card or give you a free habit hacking call with me live on the podcast. Love and appreciate you, friend. I'll see you next time.